Welcome to the RCPS Community Partner Cafe. We're glad you're here. This podcast is for parents, community partners, and anyone interested in learning more about education, child development, and other topics related to Rockingham County Public Schools, Virginia. I am your host, Katie Lapira, Coordinator of Community Engagement, along with school social worker Donna Delisle. Let's get started. Hey, and welcome to episode number 13 of the RCPS Community Partner Cafe. Today, I'm joined by Becky Ford, who is the Supervisor for Fine Arts for Rockingham County Public Schools. And we're going to talk a little bit about what fine arts looks like in our schools, starting in elementary, middle, and high. Welcome, Becky.
Thanks so much for having me, Katie.
Do you want to maybe start with providing an overview of the importance of fine arts in the school curriculum and kind of how it relates to both social and brain development for our students?
Absolutely. The fine arts are such an integral part of all education, and I love that Virginia has codified that within our standards of quality and saying that music and art are an essential part of every student's education. And so in Rockingham, we have really stressed that by making sure that every single student in our county begins with 45 minutes of art and music every week. And that's an important part of our structure of our schedule.
That's great. And so what are some of the building blocks as we're looking at elementary, middle, and high? What does it look like with the building blocks for art and music that our students learn in each one of those grade levels?
Oh, that's a great question. So with music, everything really begins with singing. And so the more we can get our kids singing and getting them listening to a wide variety of music, the better. So we try and expose them to a large content area of music, different backgrounds and different timbres and instrumentation techniques. But we just want them to sing and participate and love music there. We have ORF and KADAI, which are two of the main techniques of teaching elementary music that our teachers are certified in. And so we have a lot of world drumming. Every single classroom has a full set of world drums. And so kids get to experience xylophones, but also some more textile instruments that, you know, they can just really play and have fun with without worrying so much about technique. With art, we really start with a spiral curriculum. So we're going over texture and color and different methods, and then we expand on that in every grade level.
That sounds great. And I have been in those classrooms when those drums come out, and it is is definitely fun how they can express themselves. Can you talk a little bit what the middle school music looks like, middle school art for the middle grades as well?
Yeah. So the cool thing is that once the kids have the experience and the love for the fine arts, they can kind of expand it and find one genre that they might feel that they especially feel at home with. So in middle school, art divides a little bit. And first we start going really deeper into 2D artwork before exploring 3D artwork. And so we try and have kilns in all of our classrooms. And so kids are able to work with clay and paper mache and all kinds of structures there. With music, we've got the option to go into choir and band to offer some differentiation there. And then as students start exploring their electives, we also have things like piano class and guitar class for people that might not want to choose a traditional ensemble of music making.
That's great. It kind of fits the needs of everybody here. And I do get to say in our central office building where we display the artwork for many of our students, it's a joy to be able to see that come up each year and just the diversity of the different things that people are creating. And I love it. I love it when that art display comes up. If anybody's here to visit anytime, to take a look at that.
Absolutely.
So as an educator, can you describe one of your favorite moments of seeing one of your students grow in fine arts?
Oh, that's a good question. So I taught for 15 years prior to coming to central office. And so I've seen so many students, and they succeed in so many different ways. And so some of my successes that I see in my eyes are students that maybe didn't go into music, but they've kept music in their life. And so they reach out to me. And I had one parent of a younger son, and she reached out and said, "He's really starting to get interested in music. Do you have a textbook or a workbook that I could help him to learn piano as a 4-year-old? And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So we started talking about how she can begin music education with her children at home. And then I have students who have gone into music education, and so now they've graduated from being a middle school student to a high school student to somebody who I was mentoring in college, and now they're my colleagues. And I love seeing that transition.
Mm-hmm. That's so exciting. What a gift that music and fine arts educators are able to give to our students. And speaking of gifts, we are fortunate to live in an area that offers many fine arts experiences in our local community. From your perspective, what are some of the things that our families can do to take advantage of all of the music and the arts that are in the Shenandoah Valley?
Oh, there's so many good opportunities. The First Fridays are just a fantastic thing in downtown Harrisonburg, that every Friday there's artwork up in downtown. And you can get on the list of First Fridays Harrisonburg to get the list so that you know where things are with live music and live artwork being on display. The Forbes Center at JMU is just fantastic, but it's not just JMU. EMU also has a really stellar youth theater program. Court Square Theater, Shenandoah Valley Children's Choir. There's so many different opportunities for students to be involved with both performing and viewing artwork. And then there's just so many community artists at our farmers market. I mean, I love going and seeing the artwork that's there. It's not just fruits and vegetables and homemade jewelry and all the cool stuff. You're also getting to see real artwork and music in people's lives.
Yes, and even when you're driving around to some of the towns and seeing murals on buildings, just the gift that the murals bring to liven up a building that maybe sat there for a while. Well, that's great. And you touched a little bit on the Forbes Center, but do you want to talk a little bit about our partnership that we have with Any Given Child? Because that really is such an opportunity for some of for us to be able to use our transportation to expose some of our students to these fine arts opportunities.
Absolutely, I'd love to. So Any Given Child is a program that we partner with in our community. They provide live arts experiences for every student in kindergarten through eighth grade. So we are a financial partner with them. They schedule different groups to come into our areas and assign, well, this one might be great for fourth grade, whereas this one might be really great for kindergarten. And then they take care of all the financials, so all the entry fees, bus costs for kids to go. And so that's a really great partnership to get our kids to see people from all over the world being brought in. And this is actually a program not just here, but this is a nationwide program that is set through the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. And so we are really lucky to have that in our area.
We are very lucky, and I know that how I feel when I go into the Forbes Center, and it's just so beautiful and stoic, and to be able to offer that to our students for the first time might be the only time that they're able to experience anything like that. So as we're kind of wrapping up, do you have anything else that you'd like to share or touch on that we haven't discussed today?
Oh, gosh. I think the biggest thing is that I hope our community shows how strong we are in the arts. You know, it's one of these things as we enter Fine Arts Month, which is March, Fine Arts in Our Schools Month, you know, there's always expenses. And we try to negate as many of those as possible by providing school-owned instruments and providing funding for artwork. But a lot of the support starts at home. And so when parents can show the importance of music and art for their kids and come out to school musicals, school art shows, show up to school board meetings and ensure the public nature of your support for the fine arts, because we've got such strong administrative support for the fine arts in Rockingham County. And parents saying, hey, this is something that we really want to see. We still have areas for growth. So our music and art programs are very strong, but we still have a nascent theater program. It's some of our schools, but not all of our schools. We don't yet have opportunities for orchestra, and we don't yet have opportunities for dance. And so those are some areas where I think that we can really grow.
Yeah, that's really great that you touched on that, because we don't want any of this to be a barrier to any of our students. If they want to express their creativity or dive into something, it is good to know that they can be supported by their school and other community resources. But I know that we're kind of wrapping up, or maybe in the middle, there's a few more performances coming up. If anybody in the community has been able to get out to any of the high school or middle school plays, I know that it's just the work and the dedication that goes into them from all of the students, whether they're behind the stage or working on something, or if they are building the sets, and then of course all of our community members and parents who support their children. So I just wanted to make sure that I recognize the hard work that goes into pretty much all of our programs.
Yeah, we have such great, talented teachers and students. We're really lucky here.
Yes. Well, thanks for joining me today, Becky, and we look forward to seeing more fine arts grow in our schools.
Thanks so much, Katie.
Thank you for listening to the RCPS Community Partner Cafe. If you would like to learn more about the information discussed on this podcast, visit us at www.rcps.net. If you have questions related to your own child, please contact their school directly. The information shared on this podcast does not substitute for advice directly related to your child. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, be sure to share.